Proclamation number 8461 of 7th of April, 1963. Prayer for strength. Overcoming ego love. I take all your weaknesses into account and will truly not ask for anything that is not possible for you to accomplish. And so that you can remedy your state of weakness at any time, you need only make use of the grace of prayer. For as soon as you only pray for strength in order to be able to carry out your soul's work, you will receive it, for through prayer, if it is directed towards me in spirit and in truth, the contact between you and me is already established and the strength can overflow into you. Hence it only applies that you decide to pray, to send a heartfelt call to me that I may take care of your weakness and help you to reach the goal which was set for you in earthly life. But in order to be able to pray sincerely, you must also believe alive. You must be convinced that your God and Creator is also your Father, who does not think sparingly of any of his children when they turn to him and request help because they feel too weak themselves to fulfill my will. But my will is that the human being lives in love. And because self-love is still stronger, he is to fight against it and feels too weak to do so. But if he asks for my help in complete trust, then he will always think less of himself and the caring love for his neighbor will become stronger, and the more he now practices love, the more he will also be happy himself, since love itself is also the strength which remedies his state of weakness. You can truly be confident that your prayer for strength will be answered. For if you come to me of your own free will, I will also reward you and give you what you ask for, and if you are first concerned about your soul's salvation, that you thus request strength for your spiritual ascent and thus prove to me that you strive for me and my kingdom, then you will also receive everything else you earthly require. But whether I grant you earthly wishes, if only such move your heart or cause you to pray, depends on your maturity of soul or also on the danger such an earthly fulfilled wish can be for you. But my ear will always be open to you as soon as your call comes from your heart and you intimately unite with me. This is why you need not fear a state of weakness. You need never think that I will set you unmanageable tasks, for I want nothing more than for you to practice love. And this can only be achieved through a battle against self-love, for which you therefore should and may request strength. For you are weak creatures due to your past fall into sin, where you gave away strength and light in the blindness of your thinking. But if your thinking has only changed to such an extent that you turn it towards me, then your state of weakness will also change and you'll be amazed at what you are now able to do with my strength, which I irrevocably give to you as a result of heartfelt prayer in spirit and in truth. Therefore you need never be discouraged, even though time and again you become aware of your powerless state. For he himself is the source of strength from eternity, he also supplies all his creatures with it without limitation, only the creature has to open itself to receive it. And this happens through the bond with me in prayer. This is why prayer is a grace of utmost importance, because you achieve everything with it. Only the strength of your faith determines the degree of strength you receive, and this faith will become ever stronger if you only test it once, if you sincerely commend yourselves to me and confidently wait for my help. I truly leave no prayer unfulfilled because I myself want your strength to increase, so that you will become powerful and light-filled beings again, as you were in the beginning. Only I cannot provide you with strength against your will, but you must come to me yourselves and desire strength. You must open yourselves through heartfelt prayer and you'll truly be allowed to receive everything you need in order to mature while still on earth. And the body will also be considered so that it will serve the soul to mature, so that it will then use the strength to work with love and thus fulfill the purpose of earthly life. Don't fear your weakness, for I will be able to be powerful in the weak if only he turns to me myself in his weakness and asks me for strength and light and grace. Amen.